holding tank, time.
Poor trap.
Do we have temperature?
On CSK News today, we visit the Wet'suwet'en Fisheries Camp at Maurice Lake, part of a smolt trapping program to better understand salmon productivity in the lake. This is also part of a larger effort to rebuild sockeye salmon populations within Wet'suwet'en territory, specifically Maurice sockeye, which have seen a dramatic drop in numbers over the last 50 years. I spent the day on Maurice Lake with salmon biologist Mike Price, as well as Brian Michel from Wet'suwet'en Fisheries, and Tisha Pierre with the Natural Resource Department at the Office of the Wet'suwet'en.
Okay. We're at 176 plus what?
18.
195.
Oh, yeah, you've been keeping track of morts. So it's at, the total catch is 142.
Price has been working with the Wet'suwet'en Fisheries for several years now, trying to deepen their understanding of the Maurice's productivity and what can be done to maintain and rebuild sockeye numbers in the watershed. Sockeye are a critical food source for the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Trapping smolts and getting a handle on how long they spend in the lake before heading to the ocean will help biologists determine sockeye survival rates in a few years when the current broodstock returns to spawn. But Price knows more about this than I do, so I'll let him explain.
We're at the outlet of Maurice Lake, where the Maurice River, or Wet'suwet'en, begins or originates. And it's in the heart of Wet'suwet'en territory. We have two passive traps at the outlet of the lake, essentially sitting in the water column to intercept juveniles that are leaving the lake en route to the ocean. So the fish generally passively enter the trap, and at the back of the trap is what's called a live box. So that's where the fish will congregate and seek refuge from the turbulent water of the trap. And so when we arrive in the morning, they're generally doing their thing, swimming around in that live box. We will then dip net them out of that live box and bring them up to our sampling station here on the beach to process them and try and extract as much information from them as possible.
And maybe walk me through the process. What do you do with the fish?
Well, we're taking their weight and length, so a general sort of indicators of health and size. We also extract some scales from them to give us an idea of how old these fish are. And sort of the overarching question is, what are the proportions of the different ages? So Wet'suwet'en or Maurice Lake and associated Atna Lake, it's known to be of relatively low productivity, and these fish tend to take more than a year to grow. So they can leave after 1 year, but often it's 2 years, sometimes it's 3 years. So getting a better sense of what the varying proportions are of those ages as they leave. And then we can look at the adults that return in 4 or 5 or 6 years and see, you know, what proportion of those different ages actually survived. At the end of the day, it gives us an idea of where mortality, what stage mortality may be occurring, whether these one-year-olds that leave, are they the fish that tend not to survive? Just some basic biological survival questions. You know, one of the important aspects of this project, in my view, besides, you know, getting a sense of sort of the ages and the proportions of ages, the sizes of these fish, which looking back through scale records over the last century does indicate these fish are growing more than they did in the past. So when they leave after 1 year, they are of a little bit larger size, which may translate to survival. I think that's important to document, sort of that continued change. Also, there was a similar project that took place in the early 1960s, so 1961, and we're trying to mirror that study again to get a sense of any changes that may have occurred over that time. But again, importantly, I think in my view, one of the important aspects of this project is building capacity for the Wet'suwet'en, or having, you know, individuals like Brian Michelle or Gary Michelle or others like Vernon and Tisha, who are here today, to be on the land, on the territory, looking after their fish, monitoring these fish populations. I think that's one of the benefits of this project.